This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, welcome to Tuesday, 7:06 in the morning. And it's Giving Tuesday, as Vinny pointed out earlier. It's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. Lots to think about. You know, we're here we are in the beginning of December, you know. Try to think about someone other than yourself for once. Just for today, you know. if you go to RadioAlice.com, we have, you know, some sources. If you're looking for a good cause to give to, certainly a lot of people suffered in the fires this year. There's always people who are hungry, you know. We've got a couple extra bucks. We've got some resources you can throw them at. All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Christmas Light Day. That's right, people. It's December 1st. It means it's time to deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. I used to love when the Christmas lights went up with our kids. We'd throw them in the car. Because listen, when they're little, any excuse to throw them in the car after dark, because then they fall asleep and you're done with them for the day. So we'd throw them in. They'd go, oh, let's go see the Christmas lights. Christmas lights. So that's what we call Christmas lights at my house. Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. Christmas lights. Christmas lights. And it's fun. You know, it's cool to drive around your neighborhood and see what everybody else has put up there. And
Come to find out, every dad in America has risked his life to get up on that roof and get those things up. So
yeah. Head out and take a look at the
Christmas
lights.
All new appreciation. I swear to God, I'm like sore from being up there.
How do they look, Vin?
They look okay. I already feel like I could have done a better job, but we've got a couple burned out bulbs, which means I'm not done up there.
Oh.
I'll probably fix that today, but I just, it's funny from being all, I don't know, clenched up while you're leaning over that ledge trying to get this thing attached to the, what do they call those, gutters?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You should,
sore the next
tie
day.
Tie a rope yesterday, around like, your yeah. waist and tie it to the chimney.
Ow, my abs hurt from being all, oy.
Well, plus you're like in a weird position too, because you're sort of headed down or you're sort of stretching to the side. And it's good. You should climb on your roof all the time.
No, thank you.
Did you tie a harness around yourself or anything?
No.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
Yeah.
No helmet either. I'm just
Jesus.
Crazy like that.
Yeah. Crazy roof guy.
Telling you, my neighbor across the way, that's real crazy. I mean, he was on the second level taking calls and just, you know,
do to do.
Yeah, just clearly has done it enough times that it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I look forward to getting there, but, you know, this time I was like,
don't get there, Vinny. It's best to be very afraid when you're on the roof.
Fully as laid out flat as I could be as I approach the edge.
Absolutely concentrating on being on the roof the whole time. No taking calls. None of that.
My kid comes around and goes, hey, Dad. I'm like, please, please, just go back inside. Leave me be.
Yeah.
You're going to make me fall. I don't want to
fall.
Anyway, so Christmas Lights Day. Cool.
Yes. Today is National Christmas Lights Day.
The halls with boughs of holly. La, 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 la.
You always forget I can't sing along.
No, you sure can, Sarah.
No, I can't.
Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, Vinny gives me crap.
No, he
I
doesn't.
Do not.
He did. He said I was not in time.
I said perfectly timed. That's
Thank
what I
you.
Said.
Right. Oh, okay. You don't think I can read between the lines?
Clearly you can't. And by the way, V told me everything.
Yeah, she did not. Snap. She's on Team Sarah. Okay, we're going to start with celebrity couples. I found this fun story this morning.
Did we make the list?
We did not, Vinny. And actually, we'll find out. We'll find out if we made the list or not when I get to the story. So I want to start with Rihanna. Rihanna has famously been coupled up with a number of people, some of whom maybe she shouldn't have. Remember that celebrity tweets that have been deleted but got screen captured by people and so will live on forever, where like, yeah, I banged your man, I think was her.
Oh, that was hers, yeah.
By the way, Beyonce, I heft your
That's
man.
Surprising. I'm actually really surprised by that. That shows some extreme hate.
Well, not only does it show some extreme hate, it shows I mean, to me, you know, you're Rihanna. Anything you tweet never goes. You can't just put that up and take it down 5 minutes later. You just can't do that. It's on your account. I've been hacked. No, you haven't. You might get hacked, though. Beyonce might come and hack you.
Look, when I was young and had all these ideals and, you know, everything's supposed to go a certain way, it was easy to be black and white and go, well, no, that's not the way that... As you age, you start to go like, wow, there's a lot of gray area and a lot of things happen. Stuff happens. So maybe they are in the studio, there's been drinking, and something happens and it's regrettable and they should have never done it. But what she's doing right there is saying, I did that to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. I did that, and you need to know, and everybody needs to
your
know.
Man had you and still did me.
Right. That is really nasty.
It's nasty. It's horrible. It is. Anyway, she's now banging ASAP Rocky, it looks like. I guess they've been friends.
For her.
Yeah, no. They've been friends for a long time. They've actually worked together. They have a song called Cockiness, which, by the way, is the filthiest, dirtiest song.
No.
Worse than WAP?
No, it's not worse than WAP. But it's, you know, I mean, there's no artistic metaphors for the things. I mean, it's just like, here's what I want to do. Here's how I'm going to do it to you. And here's what you're going to do to me. And here's how you're going to do it to me. And here's what else will be required of you.
So none of that can air on
Well, let's see what
radio.
Bryn did, because Bryn definitely
Yeah, and I didn't pick the parts
this
that
morning.
Were super, you know, dirty, so
mm-hmm.
I
All
did
right, let's
have
hear
to
a little
of
this. So this is
a
ASAP Rocky and Rihanna on a song called Cockiness. Mother, my concert. I'm wearing box spurs, rocking Oxfords, eating oxtails, sipping
cockspurs. Silly motherfucking awkward. Someone's riding at my hurt. And here's Rihanna's part.
Okay.
So that's all arable.
Yeah.
The problem is
that you should almost just bleep it. Because sometimes when you like repeat the word or whatever, then it sounds like, oh, that's just the song. If you put in the bleeps, it's like, oh, okay. There's 12 words in that two sentences that cannot be said. It's nasty. I liked it. I mean,
You liked it.
I didn't like it. I thought it was horrible.
Well, you like that nasty stuff. I mean, actually, so do I. But
most of us do, yeah.
Except
for Nicole, I think.
Honest to God, I should send this. You should send that same thing you sent to me. I went, oh, my God.
I think most people like it. I don't know that that's very artistic, but, you know, I guess whatever. People will probably love it. I know that on The Secret Show that we used to perform, and there's probably still how many thousands of those available for download?
Close to 2,000, right.
They're pretty dirty. And a couple times, more than once, Sarah would just say something she said before, and the whole room starts fanning themselves like, Jesus Christ, Clarky, who knew you had that in you?
Whatever.
What do you mean?
I'm good at talking dirty. What can I
say? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I try to encourage people. I think it's hot.
Skills.
I don't know. And I'm like a total, you know, middle-aged dork. Like, if I can do it, just say nasty things. Do it. Okay, so anyway, back in January, there were some rumors. Just do the nasty talking. Do the dirty talking. People feel silly when they do it. That's the problem with it, you know. And it can get repetitive. So you have to, like, come up with something that's new each time. You got to have some, and filthier. It gets harder and harder the longer you do it.
Oh, right.
But once, you know, you throw in, a lot of times you're busy, your mouth was full or whatever. I don't know what you're doing. But, you know, when
you're
busy,
eating?
You say something.
You
yeah, maybe you're eating, maybe you're having a sundae or something. I don't know. See what I'm talking about?
I'm starving.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Rihanna and ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
There were rumors back in January that maybe they were going to hook up because she broke up with her boyfriend of 3 years at that time. Over the summer, she put ASAP in her Fenty Skin campaign. Mm-hmm. And then this past weekend, they were spotted having dinner with friends in New York City. So the rumor is that they're together.
Have a kid with?
I don't know. I can't
keep track. Isn't that... Who was he doing before?
I don't know. Somebody hot, I'm sure.
I think he was with Kendall for a minute. But
oh,
I'm not...
oh, that's right. But he doesn't have a kid with her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll look that up. Right. He opened for her on her Diamonds World Tour in 2013. So they've known each other a really long time, and then they worked together on that track, Cockiness.
I don't know if he has any kids. I don't think he has any kids.
Oh. Who else has he dated?
Oh.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Let's see.
Very few celebrity couples go the distance. And it's, you know, it's hard too because we pay attention to them the whole time. Like in real life, people that you knew once, you could call up an old friend and go, oh, hey, how's it going with you and Bill? Oh, we broke up a few years ago. You wouldn't necessarily know that, you know? Yeah, Kendall Jenner.
He was rumored to be
right. The rumor was with Kylie. Who's that lady?
Tahiri Jose.
Nice boobs.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of one of the Kardashians. That's where I heard it.
Yeah. It looks like possibly two of the Kardashians.
Rita Ora.
Oh, he did a Rita Ora. So
what
celebrity...
a scene.
Oh, hey, that's Iggy Azalea.
Mm-hmm.
Did he date her?
Let's see. Yep. They dated her
Is that the one that he cheated on her? And
no, that was Swaggy... I can't think of the guy's name because there's another guy who calls himself
Swaggy
that
C.
on Big Brother. Swaggy P. I don't know which one. Right. The basketballer, something young.
All right. Yeah,
that's the guy.
Some dude that broke her little heart.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, very few celebrity couples go the distance, and mostly because we follow them the whole time. It's like Ben and Jen. You'd think that they would have stayed together. Ben Affleck, and I mean, they had all those kids together, and it seemed like it's the best kind of work. You know, that clearly they're in it for the long haul, right? There he is standing on stage saying it's all because of her. And surprise, 10 years in, they break up.
Right.
You know, I would have thought Brad and Angelina, they would have made it. I would have thought Brad and Jen Aniston, they would have made it. So it looks like BuzzFeed has asked people, like, what do you think? Are these people going to make it or not? And basically, there's no time limit on this. It's not like, will they break up before New Year's? But you tell me, and I'll tell you what the people think, okay?
Okay.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, will they make it?
No.
You are in line with what other people think. However, 57% say no, they won't. But 43% are like, oh, yeah, they'll totally make it. I'm like, do you not listen to the celebrity trash? Because they're
in big trouble.
The
weird thing is, when they first got together, my guess would have been that he would realize he's with, you know, Kim Kardashian and just move on.
Oh.
Now, I think the exact opposite, that she will be the one who finally says, I got to get away from this.
Yeah.
This is too much.
That does seem to be the way it's going. I mean, there's only so much of someone's crap that you can put up with. He's mentally ill. Like, I don't mean to call it crap, but he's also Kanye West. And so I think it's difficult to tell him what to do or how he should live his life. Because the whole time he's going, no, I'm not doing
it. What I want. Right.
Right. I'm a genius. Everyone knows.
And a billionaire.
Mm. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Will they make it? You know what? What's funny, and I hate that my head does this, but some of the shows of affection publicly, I automatically smell a stinker. Smell a rat. but if I just had to say right now, yes, I think they'll make it. They certainly seem like a good couple.
They do, and if you follow her on Instagram, like he's in a lot of her story, especially now because they're constantly together. And they do seem to love each other. So I'm with you. 84% of people said, yeah, they'll make it. What do you think about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. That's Sansa and the guy with the big eyebrows from the Jonas Brothers. They just had a baby. Mm-hmm, they're very young, though. Well, she
yeah,
she
the
is.
Youth thing. That's the first thing I thought of was their age. I'd say, you know, I want them to be together forever, but it's unlikely.
79% of people say yes. They're good for the long haul. They'll be in their 80s together.
The problem with celebrity, I think, in this respect, is when, and it's not, it's also just super good looking people too. Mm-hmm. There's options. So when someone starts ignoring you or doing things that you're not into, you can very easily say, I don't need to sit here for this crap. I got my
even
own
if,
money
even
and
even
I'm
if they're
someone
perfect, you're
with
on
a
tour,
million options.
And girls are throwing themselves at you and you forget that you're married. It happens.
So,
you know?
Yeah, I'd say probably not.
Yeah, I would too, but I want them to stay together because they've got a kid, and mm-hmm. wouldn't it be lovely if there was a love story that worked out? How about Beyonce and Jay-Z? Will they stay together forever?
Yeah.
83% say yeah.
If they made it through what they made it through, and also you've got other female singers saying publicly, I did your man,
yep.
and you're still there, then clearly you're going to...
You're in it for the long haul.
Right.
And you're making him pay. That might be why they break up, though. Like, he's like, all right, enough of this. Clearly, I've scorched the earth to the point where I can't live here anymore.
Well, I don't know.
She's making me pay for this every day. And her sister's beating me up in elevators, for God's sake.
I've been there.
The scorched earth, yeah.
Yeah, just where you realize, like, you want to still be with this person, but they can't forgive you. They can't.
They want to and they're trying to, but it's too hard and they keep reminding you of all the bad things you've done.
Right.
You can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Or they forgive, but they are never going to forget.
Right. Well,
that's
a real thing that happens, and it's happened to me. And, you know, my drinking caused a total lack of trust between us. And as it should, there I was saying I'm okay and, running off and being an alcoholic. So, you know. Why would she trust me?
Right. When you get let down enough times, mm-hmm. there's no going back.
Right.
You need a fresh start, too.
Right.
Frankly. All right. Next up, this is a good one. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Will they make it the long haul? She just filed for divorce. Does this mean they'll marry soon? Oh, it's a love like no one's ever had, Vinny.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, since they're not even married yet. So these people have them going the long haul, and they're not even... close yeah. to that.
Actually, a few of these aren't married here coming up. So you're in the majority. 86% of people say, no, that's not going to.
Right.
I give that another 6 months. That's a flame that's burning a little too hot, in my opinion. Then just, it's like you said, the more people put it on display, the more I'm like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling from the, you know, it's always the people yelling from the mountain.
Well, look, this is what I'd say. She's on a rebound. You know, she's just had a marriage. She's with a young guy and they're having fun and that's great. She should do that. But I don't know that she's even probably thinking, I want to hurry up and get married again. Right?
Yeah, I don't. I don't really know how that'll shake out. And who knows? I mean, she's been on again, off again with that husband of hers for years now. So I don't really know how reboundy it is. All I know is she has trashed her life. To very publicly be with this guy and pose and all those, oh God, it looks like enough on Instagram already. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, the pictures with Machine Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Good for them. I hope
I think happy. She's just trying to break free. And I'd like to believe she's someone with, what did you say? She has 5 movies in the can?
Oh, I don't know. Brittany saw that yesterday.
I think Bryn said that. Yeah, I think yeah. She's a businesswoman. She makes her own money, and I choose to believe she's just having fun, and that she'll move on to something more serious at a later date.
Yeah, that she'll let that burn itself out. That's what I think too. Like, I even if they did like quickly turn it around and get married, like, that's okay, and that's not gonna last. You know what that whole situation reminds me of is the Miley Cyrus with the chaunch guy. I can't even think of his name. Cody Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm getting some with this guy. We all see the end coming. Don't point it out because he doesn't. So let's roll with this for a bit.
It's a legitimate way to get over a heartbreak.
Sure. Get
I mean, it's not
else.
It's not really the nicest thing to do because the other person is, you know, sort of being used in that
right.
game. But I don't know, unless you're lying to them and saying you want to marry them or love them, then
people
it's
people do that.
I know, but it's also
the pillow talk.
You should be able to see what's right in front of you.
How about Ben? This is dumb because please. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, who is so beautiful.
He will never leave her.
Oh, so you're saying that's forever? I know. She's so gorgeous.
She is.
She's what she a is little nugget
really
she is.
Something else.
No is the overwhelming answer, 80%.
Oh, come on.
How about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello? We'll wrap this up with them.
No.
Will those two kids make it forever?
No chance.
Anybody care to differ? That's
no.
what America thinks, too. 70% say no. He was, I just saw something, I guess, didn't he put out like a documentary or something where he was talking about how we almost lost her by not telling her how he felt? And
yeah, it's on Netflix. I haven't watched it, but yeah.
Well, let us know. You'll be the one who watches that, right?
Okay, I'll watch it.
That's your homework.
I'll waste my time with that.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it. Anyway, sorry, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. America does not believe in you. That's all I have time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got some Christmas stress stories and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.